This is the beginning of week two in our month of mastery in transformation. So let's begin this meditation by taking a deep breath. Transformation is God's idea. It's not our idea. The God, the grand overall designer and designing of this universe, has everything in change. There is a pull, ever a pull, to greater, more complex and freer forms of evolution, of experience, of expression. Every blade of grass has an angel leaning over it, whispering, "Grow, grow, grow." You and I are part of this grand overall designing, evolutionary, wondrous experience called life. Having the experience of itself, becoming conscious of itself, and expressing the greatness, the glory, the wonder through the lens of a human experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. And so understanding and employing and working with the energies of transformation then from a conscious point of view become one of the greatest experiences that can be had in a human life. And so we willingly now enter into the curriculum of life's teaching in transformation, the experience of participating with life in transformation, not only of our own life, but our ability to bring that life as a gift to the family of the earth. Last week, we challenged our chart, our guidance mechanism for how we do our daily life. And we developed a deeper and stronger sense that life is way more than happening to me. Life is moving through me. My point of power is not outside me, but within me. And any more than if I were at a movie and I did not like the movie, I would not go to the screen and try to change the images. I would go to the projection booth and put on a new film. And so it is that we understand that it is an inside-out universe and that the point of power is within each one of us. Now that we have developed a deeper, more profound, and more alive sense of where the power is, we now sharpen our focus to a decision about what it is we will transform. And we make a choice. We've challenged our chart, and now comes a moment of making a choice. It is said that no wind is favorable to the sailor who has no destination in mind. No wind is favorable, because that sailor does not know how to set his sails. So only when you know where you're headed do you know how to set the sail so that you can capture the wind, you can work with a higher power, the power of the wind, and navigate to your desired destination point. So my friend, what area of life is beckoning to you for transformation? And you will know that area both by your discontent and your longing, both by where you feel hemmed in and where you feel the lure of becoming. So listen to the many parts of yourself and pick one area of life that you would really like to transform. You would like to have the experience of the form of that aspect of your life changing. It may be a particular relationship. It might be the flow of money or finances. It might be the old car you've been driving and you'd like to experience the freedom of knowing that when you put the key in, that car will always start. I don't know what area it is for you, but I know that life itself, because the universe itself is ever beckoning every part of life into greater and freer forms of expression and experience. You and I are part of that. So pick one area for this month where you're willing to employ the practices of transformation. Sharpen your skill, and that you're willing to become a master student in this area of life. Through the curriculum of your daily life, you're willing to evoke the power of mastery in your life in the area of transformation. What is required here is that you make a carefully conscious choice. To decide to make choice is one of the greatest gifts God gives every one of us. And whether we realize it or not, our lives have been constantly guided by the choices we've made and the choices we're making. For our point of power is not in rehearsing the choices we have made or in bemoaning the choices we didn't make. Our point of power is within us in the here and now. So with that chart in hand, my point of power is within me in the here and now. I make a conscious choice now for the life I choose to live. I make a conscious choice, a choice that I am awake to and aware of, for the life I choose to live now. Informed by my discontent and informed by my longing, informed by where I feel hemmed in, and informed by where there is a pull or a lure to the more, which is the through line of the evolution of this universe ever pulling itself into greater freedom. I choose a destination, an outcome, and I make a choice for the life I am choosing to live now. Focus. Sharpen that focus, bring it into greater clarity. To decide means to cut away from anything that would be unlike this new choice. And in a moment, you will be invited to make a clear and conscious choice, and then to deepen that through the practice of this meditation all week long. See yourself living the life you are choosing to live. Bring it into clarity and greater clarity. Walk inside the experience. Feel how it feels. And if there's more aliveness and a sense of moreness in you, and a sense of rightness in your soul, and you know that you're part of the givingness of your gift to the family of the earth, and it feels right all the way through, then this is a very good choice. Choose this day. The universe is just waiting for you to make a choice. We remind ourselves now of this choice again and again throughout the day. This is the life I am choosing to live now. This is the life I am choosing to live now. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And so it is, even now.